The Clock That Found the Edge of the World. In the 1700s, ships kept getting lost at sea. Sailors could figure out how far north or south they were by measuring the angle of the sun or stars, but they couldn't figure out how far east or west they were. This was called the problem of longitude, and it caused shipwrecks and lost lives. The British government offered a fortune to anyone who could solve it. Famous astronomers worked on complicated schemes involving the moon and stars. But a carpenter's son named John Harrison had a different idea. If you knew exactly what time it was back home, and you knew what time it was where you were, you could calculate how far around the Earth you'd traveled. The problem was that clocks in those days used pendulums, and pendulums don't work on rocking ships. Harrison spent 31 years building better and better clocks. His final one, called H4, looked like a large pocket watch. It used springs and balances instead of pendulums, and it was so precise that after a voyage across the Atlantic, it was only 5 seconds off. With Harrison's clock, a ship could finally know exactly where it was. The astronomers didn't want to give him the prize. They thought only their complicated star charts could solve the problem, and they kept making excuses and demanding more tests. Harrison had to fight for years, and finally appealed directly to King George III. The king tested the watch himself and was furious at how Harrison had been treated. Harrison got his prize money at last when he was 80 years old. A carpenter's son solved what the greatest scientists couldn't, because he spent his whole life refusing to give up.